Good morning, everyone. Today, my throat is not doing great. I don't know. There's a bulge in my bubula. I don't know what I ate or maybe too cold. I don't know, whatever it is. I'm doing my saltwater gargling. But I said, you know what? To beat that docileness, to beat that not feeling great into, you know, action beats anxiety. Action beats, action beats, I don't know. You know what? So I decided to take the step of recording one podcast episode. Anyway, so I have to bring in the inspiration, right? So first of all, I have to get inspired first to inspire you, my lovely listener, to listen. Okay, so today's article was published in medium.com and the topic is, this is how exercising is helping me. I'm realizing that by being consistent with exercising and writing, I'm opening up to reading more about integrating different domains, such as personal development and self-awareness. Hello, my lovely readers. I am committing to doing a 12-week home workout program, version 1.0 by Heather Robertson, observing my body, emotions and mind, and writing about life lessons learned. So, today is day one of week seven. In case you missed the previous articles I have provided in this article the links to them. You can read my life lessons learned and takeaway from week one to week four in the article titled "I Never Thought Exercising Would Help Me Stay Inspired." Life lessons learned and takeaway from week five and six. So every week you will have 5 days of exercising. That means 5 writing pieces, 5 articles published, and 5 lessons learned. So here I'm going to give you the topic. Day one of week five, okay? Valuing your mundane chores inspires you. Day two, home workout or walk outside or both. Day three, I never thought exercising would help me stay inspired. Day four, do you know what Tabata means? I love it. Day 5, do you fear breaking routine? Week 6, day 1, do you listen to your body when you exercise? Day 2, this is how I unearthed humility. Day 3, side effects of home workout. Day 4, this is how I beat boredom with my creative mind. Day 5, here is one shift in mindset that improved my productivity. All right. Today's memory jogger, skull crusher, inside outside curl, triceps push back, on all press, one arm shoulder press, one arm raise, push up, tuck, mountain climber, jumping jacks. In my previous articles, I have mentioned my innate desire to weave character strengths into my daily routine. I allot a certain time specifically to watch YouTube videos that motivate me to not just consume the information shared, but to do something with it. I either create a personal tool out of the information and put it to use in my day-to-day life, or and create an article or podcast episode. Sorry. That way, I get to understand the information, get value out of it, and provide value to me and my audience. Today, I was researching Strength Finder and bumped into an interesting video on how people have benefited in personal and professional lives by taking the Clifton Strengths Assessment. I'm researching more and have yet to do the assessment myself. Hey, that reminds me, I think I should be serious with this. I want to do my assessment. For this article, I'm providing the link to the video I watched and will be sharing a few key points in one of my future articles. It will motivate me also to take the assessment and share the benefits with you. I love the simple but powerful scientific formula used, and that is talent into investment is equal to strength. Talents, Clifton wrote, are your naturally recurring patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior. I'm going to repeat this. Talents, Clifton wrote, are your naturally recurring patterns of thought, feeling and behavior. They are the innate natural abilities you can productively apply. To turn those talents into strengths, you must invest in them. You must invest in them. Practice using them and add knowledge and skills to them. The four domains of Clifton strengths are executing domain, influencing domain, relationship building domain, strategic thinking domain. You can learn more from the links that I have provided. I also want to see how I can integrate Clifton strengths into my exercising, writing, and podcasting. Today's takeaway. I'm realizing that by being consistent with exercising and writing, I'm opening up to reading more and more about integrating different domains, personal development, such as personal development and self-awareness. I would like to end with the following quote that is truly making me come alive. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman. I would like to give a shout out to the Wealth blog for sharing a piece of interesting information backed by statistics on the performance of self-published articles. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member, visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can also connect with me in my Lalita's Morning Musing podcast, just like how you're listening now. And there is another way that I help people. Go to lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. We have Legal Shield plans. That means Legal Shield, it's a membership-based programs, month to month. You can cancel anytime. Try for 1 month. If you don't like it, you can cancel. The beauty is you can use it for preparing your will, your healthcare power of attorney. For your traffic violation, for your IRS audit. Try to use it for 1 month. And if you say that, no, I'm not getting value from this, cancel it. It's about $30 per month, I think. But whatever it is, more details on the website. I cannot say more. And that's one way I help people protect their identity and for the Legal Shield. With that said, I want to end this. So the talent here, I think in my case, as I was finishing this episode, the talent here is for me, you know what, when I learn something, I can be consistent in going back to it. I'm not perfect. I'm not super duper nothing. But what I found is, I've heard people say I'm a jack of all trades. Probably, I think I can put myself in there, but I won't even say jack of all trades and all that stuff. What I think is, I know that, okay, for podcasting, I know that first I have to learn some small steps. And then I have to be consistent. I have to allow myself to fail. I have to allow myself to feel okay when sometimes I'm not able to keep up with my schedule. And I have to allow myself to reward myself. Reward, in my case, reward is just by patting myself on my back or just coming in front of the mirror and saying, hey Lalita, you did it. It's a huge dopamine dose, gush. Not even dose, it's a gush of dopamine. So what happens is, I get motivated to do the next episode. So again, talent into investment, right? So that's what it is. But I think it's a learned skill, guys. So you too can do it. Start your podcast, start your writing, start whatever you want to do, but start small. Have faith in yourself. Embrace your doubt, embrace your fear, love your doubt, love your fear, and say, you know what? I love you. You come in for a certain reason. Why? Because we need to doubt. We need to fear also. These are checks and balances in place, right? Like say, where you're supposed to have fear and where you're supposed to doubt, you don't do it, then it's gone, right? So it's all there. It is, you need to have all these fear, doubt, all that stuff. But what shows when, how you regulate, it's just like using your regulator, right? You think of your knob, your gas regulator, you turn it from low to high and then you control it. It's that way. So when you get the doubt, when you get the fear, when you're starting something small or something new, which is an uncharted territory for you, tell yourself it's okay, Lalita, to be doubting this. It's okay to be having fear. But, you know, then comes the commitment. I, Lalita Brahma, chooses to take this one first step with divine guidance, with the faith in that higher power, infinite intelligence, God, whatever you want to call, you believe in, and say, I'm going to take this first step. What happens? Your body automatically moves to take that first step. Just like today. Oh my God, my throat was bothering me and I was saying, oh, it's raining outside, hurricane effects, blah, blah, blah. I said, and then I moved myself. I was doing my own infinity walk and all that stuff. And then I said, okay, something is coming up. Something is coming up. I also put in my notebook. I said, hey God, please give me my action step from 6:45 a.m. to 9 a.m. Trust. Then I trusted. I said, okay, I'm going to be getting all my chores, all my tasks by that divine guidance. Okay. Sounds woo-woo. That's okay. You have a fantastic day, my dear audience, and have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.